This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. CDOT is warning of long delays for commuters along I-70 in western Colorado. The interstate remains closed west of Glenwood Springs as CDOT crews work to clear a mudslide. Drivers are being diverted to US 6. That two-lane road runs alongside the interstate at that point. Strong rains sent a torrent of mud and debris across the interstate last night. It also inundated nearby properties. It may seem intuitive that when we hike through the woods, we can have an impact on wildlife. A recent study wanted to know why animals' responses can vary. Mark Dittmer is one of the researchers for the U.S. Forest Service based in Fort Collins.
How likely are animals over here generally acting like they're habituated to humans versus more wildland areas where maybe they have a bigger impact on wildlife in those areas?
Dittmer's team played sound recordings to mimic hikers and bikers. Animals in places more popular for recreation appeared less spooked. They say the results could inform management, like building new trails in areas where wildlife are already more tolerant. A proposal to ban the commercial sale of fur in Colorado has been rejected. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
A split Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission said it rejected the ban due to challenges around enforcement and legal arguments related to management of 17 fur-bearer species. A petition submitted last year argued the state's management of those species is outdated and unethical. But Parks and Wildlife officials say there's no evidence that commercial fur sales drove population levels down to dangerous levels.
This is CPR News.